वेलकम टू एवरीवन, इट्स पॉसिबल टू हियर। सो आई एम विद ए बुक कॉल्ड योग वशिष्ठ। एंड like the title of book, Vasisht is the teacher, and teaching Ram, like yoga means how to find union with life, and his way of teaching is to tell stories and kind of like a through the stories basically all spiritual teaching depends on like this ability to learn, not ability to kind of it's more like more learning than teaching. So of course, teaching is like from the teaching side, you know, it's always everything, but it's from the learning side that it's not always everything. So that's why Vasishtha has to tell, you know, many times the story, and you know, I think in this meantime, Ram gets evolved and understands something more. So this is how the book continued. And so I'm reading from kind of, because it's every time like a story, so it's not like a beginning of book and end of book, you know. A story means beginning of that part, and then that part will end somewhere. So I'm starting with that. And basically also like we have to make a agreement between us, because of my, you know, Hindi accent, English, you know, many things you will not understand. And if you understand, you will understand something different than what I mean. So always feel free to ask in between and interrupt me. You know, it's not, I really don't like to read, kind of, you know, read and tell a story, you know, if it is not helpful. So if you interrupt me, you know, that will be more helpful. So please feel free to do that. So of course Vasishtha has been telling Ram many stories, and now he comes to another one, and he's saying, Shastra Satsang Dhiren Chinta Tapt Tapina Chind भाय सेनायो मन सेव मनु मुने। So saying, like so far, because of attending the company of people who know, who are realized, and also because of your patience, you know, because of patience, because like if we watch ourselves, like we are so keen to understand. And because of this keenness, we really misunderstand. We understand, but something which is not right. So he's saying, like, also because you have been patient, you know, you were not like jumping to understand. So he's saying, like, dhire, because somehow you were able to listen with patience. And like certainly one quality of your mind, you know, this like we, in the beginning we have mind like which really goes anywhere, there is no destination kind of like pointed out, you know, like anything is destination. Like in the beginning, mind is like doesn't know anything. So it really goes, you know, if you say, go to Kathgodam, you know, like ready to go Kathgodam, you know. If you say Ramnagar, you know, Ramnagar, like anything, and it's ready to go there. But then having done it a lot, and knowing that, you know, I spend this time and money there and for nothing. So then you get little kind of like you have this ability to discriminate, you know. Like when somebody says Ramnagar, you kind of let it go in and then say, okay, no Ramnagar, you know. Like, you start saying for some things, no. So Vasishtha is saying, like, so far what we have done, and because of your patience, now you are able to also to say no to things, you know, which has not been helpful to you. Like that much you have kind of like learned, you know. And certainly, like, this learning is very, very helpful. Because certainly, you know, on some level, still your mind is not quiet, you know. It's like some level is quiet because you know some things. So there is quiet. But on other level, it's not quiet. So now, what you have to do is saying that you know, as if we have to make a hole in iron, so we have to heat the iron and use a cold iron to make, you know, like that. Another iron which is cold to make a hole there. So similarly, this quietness you achieved, that you can use as a cold iron to make a hole in the, you know, that will be helpful to to know the, like, that mind which is still not quiet, you know, still kind of, still doesn't know, but acts as if knows everything, you know, like, this is why mind is not quiet, because it doesn't give chance, like, to know, and it always kind of like jumping, you know, the quality of mind. Like, actually, when mind knows, like, then only it gets quiet, as long as, like, if mind is moving from one to another, another, that means it doesn't know. So saying, like, now there is a chance for you to use your, at least that much quietened mind against your jumping mind to make some holes, means really to make more quietness. So now you can use that. So far, any questions? And then say, you're saying, Swapaurush Vivek Sadhen Swipsi Tyag Rupini Mana Prasam Matren Bina Nast Subham Gati. So, like Sadhen, what you are looking for means realization, like in this case, saying to Ram that certainly for realization you need your efforts, no, certainly that is necessary. Also, what else you need, not repeat, you know, he's using word save it, you know, like what you have, you know, if you have tasted chili and that has given a hot flavor, so not taste again, you know? So saying like, what is important, like certainly your effort, also what you have tasted, not to taste again, you know, that will be, you know, otherwise there is no end, you know, you keep on tasting chili every day, and there will be no end. So saying like, certainly you need some discipline about that what you already have tasted and not found good for yourself, not to do that again, as well as keep on making efforts. And he's saying efforts should be manah prasam matren. The efforts should be pro to make mind quiet, you know, like, there could be like efforts to make my mind, you know, like you know, there could be, you know, in the teachings, you know, said some things and then you are jumping to read that book, you know, like you know, something is said and then there could be like this kind of teaching which is really making you more to go for something else. So he's saying like certainly for the teaching part, it should be which makes mind quieter, not provoke. So that is also very important. You should really listen things which are prove to quieten your mind. And he's saying like, Bina nasti subham gati, without managing all these things together, you know, be really a good manager so that manage all these things together. And if you manage well, he's saying like certainly the good state, which may in his meaning will be realization, certainly that will come. So he's saying like certainly, Ram, now you had made some efforts and now you have found some quietness, you know, like you now you really know that chilies doesn't work for you, you know, like the potatoes work for you, kind of, you know, like the simple dal, you know, work kind of stuff. So really remember all of them. Also keep on making efforts. Also like food for the mind should be which really calms the mind, not provokes the mind. So if you manage all these three things, certainly you are going to get the to the realization.
With the chili things.
With the chili things, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I eat chili, mm-hmm. and I say, oh, that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, next time it'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I eat chili, yeah. and I think it's like I have to overdose
yeah.
on something like, until I absolutely
yeah.
hate it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so
that,
some...
Is that just my way or something?
Yeah, you know, like some like, kind of, certainly, you know, some people like that way, you know. yeah, kind of, you know, like, until, you know, your lips burn, you know. Like, some people, like, when time burning is enough for some people, many times, yeah. You know, it's kind of like, it's really... really good to so that there is no attraction left mm-hmm. for the chili. No, it's really good, no, even if you have to repeat.
It takes longer.
Yeah, it will take longer, but not to worry, because like actually it will take longer if you don't kind of, you know, do it.
Mm.
Because then, you know, you after a while, you know, after 6 months, you say, ah, like, by that time you will forget the taste of chili, you know, like, I think within 3 months you will forget, and then you say, ah, it was not so bad, actually. That taste was not so bad, I should taste one more time. And then, you know, again, so it's better to, you know, burn the lips. Any more questions, please?
So what are the three things again you mentioned?
Yeah, he said, like your effort, so porous, you know, your, like what you do for it, then save it, tyag, whatever you have tasted, and found not good, renunciation with that, mm-hmm. renouncing that. And then certainly food for the mind which really quietens mind, not, you know, like not acknowledge, because generally like in teachings, you know, I can say, ah, you know, in Ramayana, it is said like that. I say like one line, and then you will be keen to read that book. You know, this is like our minds work that way. So it's like he's saying like, you know, not to really take by those things which really are making your mind, you know, like, okay, like I say, okay, there is a near Mount Abu, you know, there is a sage who really gives you enlightenment, kind of. So then, you know, like you are ready to buy a ticket, kind of, like tomorrow on. So not really buy those things. That's what he means. You know? Not really give food, which may really activate mind. Really give food only which calms your mind. And then he's saying, sarva gatam shantam brahm sampadyate tada asankalp sastren chin chittam gatam yada. And certainly, he's saying like by these three techniques, using three techniques, certainly, like here, if you manage well, your mind will be quiet, certainly. And and then he's saying that, but that is not enough quietness, you know. Quietening mind is not enough. Because then you will find that your potential plate, you know, like your citta, is kind of, it's opening antennas, you know. He's saying like, when, as soon as your mind is not quiet, you know, you are not able to see the antennas of your citta. Antenna. Antenna, you know, like the
antenna.
Yeah.
What do you mean by citta?
Citta is like the, you know, the potential of mind, like the lower, like inner mind. So saying, certainly, when your mind gets quiet, you will see the flesh of your potentials, you know, like there are things like which started, you know. So asankalpan sastrena. So there what will be the technique, because certainly citta, this potential of mind, cannot activate without using the mind. Like, you know, it has to use mind to activate. So certainly signals will be sent to your mind. And there you need not to listen, you know, accidentally. Okay, yeah. So he's saying like, certainly, like, you know, when once, because this is like the outer layer of mind, it's quietened, you know. But then there is like a inner layer, which still is keen to, you know, kind of like to be the best in the world, you know, like it's really sending these emails or kind of, you know. So certainly, like he's saying, like certainly, you know, that will be there, you know, there is no way out. That quietening mind also, that gets quiet, you know, that will be sending signals. And what is the technique there? Really to not entertain, because not really entertain the signals, you know, by the mind, you know, because mind is quiet. So suddenly when you get this, like, you know, this email by this inner, like, friend, you know, saying that, you know, but you are planning to be the best person of the kind of humanity, kind of like. And then you hear this and then you say, I discard all other things, but how can I discard this, you know, because this is going to be so good, you know, kind of, you know. So then he's saying, like, what is the way is to really not listen. And if you not listen, certainly, like, the signals will stop, but certainly not in 100 times, you know, like maybe 200 times, you know, signals will be sent 200, 300 times, and then they will stop. So not to think that one time you discard and then it's done, you know, again, because it's like very, very alive, you know, and then. So he's saying, like, there, what will be helpful to not listen, like those, and chinnam chittam gatam yada. And then, if you not listen, you will be able to smash the kind of this potential mind. Chinnam, because, you know, just to know that he's like this fighting kings, you know, families, so fighting families, so they really understand the language of war. So that's why, you know, he's using like smashing, kind of. So, so saying like that will be the way to really stop those signals. ताम महापदवीम एकाम कामपि अधिगतम चिरम चित्तम द्वि भच्छितम कृत्वा चित्तादपि परो भव. एंड इफ यू, like he's saying, like, if you manage this, then certainly, like, generally, because we are used to act through mind, to do all things through these two faculties, certainly there will be, question will be, you know, how, like, even when you move this finger, like a finger, you know, it has to come through mind, you know, like it's always, signals has to be sent through the mind to move finger. So certainly, you know, there comes a question, you know, how I will function, like how the functioning will be possible. So it's kind of like answering that, saying that, tam maha padvim ekam. There is a greater place than these two to act. There is a greater place than citta and mind to act. So certainly you will like a, you will have a better place to act through. And that place will not be surrounded by visage, kind of, you know, that place, like desires, kamadhikatam, like it will be beyond the desires place, you know, like a, really desires cannot pop up there. And also, it's chiram, is like, it's permanent, you know, it's not like a, that you will lose something, you know, it's chiram is like a permanent. And chittam vid bhachitam kritva. And that place can be attained only by eating this potential, kind of potential mind place, you know, only by discarding, maybe not discarding, you know, like really by quietening this place and chittadapi parobhava. You really have to be beyond the individual potential place, and then you will find some better faculty than these two, which will not be covered by individual desires. And like it is beyond chit, like beyond this potential mind place. Bhavanaya yukto yuktah param yadhiya dharaya atmanam vyagro grast chittam tatah param. And certainly that place I am referring to you, Ram, certainly will have greater wisdom and that place could handle very well the sickness, even the sick like sick minds, you know, that place will be handling very well. So and also bhavanaya yukto, like it will not ask you to run away from the world, you know, like it will really take care of worldly things as well as you know, the other part, like both. And dharya atmanam vyagro grastam chittam. And like from that place, he's saying like you will be able to even handle people who have like this you know, jumping mind and kind of like this jumping chitta, like he's saying, like, not only wisdom will work for you, you will be able to handle people, like somehow you will manage that. And tatah param, and certainly you will ahead towards the Supreme, like really acting appropriately from this new faculty. You will be able to walk towards the Supreme. Param Paurush Makhitya Nitva Chittam Chittatam Tam Maha Padvim Ehi Yatra Nasho Navidyate. And slowly walking towards the Supreme. Like, still Paurush still practices will be helpful, and these practices really come, like, once you walk from this wider place, more inward, you will find practices yourself, and having used those practices, he's saying, chittam chittitam, like this. Like this, saying, like, you will reach the life, like life unexpressed, like so far we have been in expressed life, anything by those individual different practices, you will reach unexpressed life. Life before expression. And like a reaching the life unexpressed, also you will realize that there is no end to that, you know, that really continues. Only end happens to expressed life, not to unexpressed life. You will realize that and become free from the worry of that life will end some point. So saying like reaching unexpressed life, knowing quality of that, realizing that death is not possible to that, like you will not act from the fear. Like generally, all what we do in life is kind of like it's reacting because of the fear, you know, because of the fear of end of life. All activities happen. So saying like, as soon as you realize that this unexpressed life has no end, so then certainly this activity which has been reactivity against the fear of death, that will stop and another kind of activity which has nothing to do with death will start.
Mm-hmm. Can you say a little more what is meant by unexpressed life?
Yeah, you know, there is like a something behind expression, which makes
like manifestation.
Manifestation, yeah, which makes manifestation, you know, like something behind manifestation. That power which really, and because manifestation is always in time, so manifestation is always limited, you know, like it will have a beginning and an end. And life beyond manifestation, you know, has no beginning, also has no end. So knowing that quality, like suddenly all the fear of beginning and end, you know, like anything, you know, in whatever we perceive in manifestation, everything begins, everything ends. So suddenly, you know, there is like a fear acts through us. And so saying like really seeing that naso na vidyate, saying like that there is no end to that life. You know, that life cannot be finished. So
it's not an individual life.
No, no, certainly.
It's like the source.
Individual life is in time.
Yeah.
And that has to kind of end someday. So anuddega sriyo mulam manuddegat pravartate jantor manu jayo en triloki vijayastranam. So anuddega, like the path to that, he's saying, goes through like worrylessness, you know, the path really goes through worrylessness and worrylessness comes from the quietness of mind, like the quietness of mind and citta. Makes provisions for worrylessness.
What's the word again? Worrylessness?
Worrylessness, you know, like worryless.
A word.
Yeah. Like, you know, saying like anuddega sriyo. Anuddega means like, you know, if there is no, you know, jumping off, like jumping far, jumping off. Uddega is like when you are full of worry, kind of thing. So sriyo means the this welfare, you know, the not welfare as helping others, you know, like the it's not in the language, in the language of business, you know. In the language of business is like profit and loss, and you know, this is not profit, you know. Like they have in Sanskrit sriyo, like this, which is beyond loss and profit, like the maybe the goodness, can say. So saying like, to achieve this goodness, path goes through worrylessness. And then worrylessness is attained through calmness of mind as well as calmness of inner mind. And and certainly, like the word he's using is like conquering mind, but actually I'm feeling like to translating as making your mind your best friend, you know, like that is like the language of warriors. So we are not anymore warriors. So. And then he's saying like en triloki vijayastranam, like somebody who have achieved that. Doesn't need to fulfill any more thing, you know, like that, that's enough, that's good enough to be fulfilled. So saying like, even if somebody offers that, you know, you have possibility to become the king of the universe, you know, still it will not make any difference. There will be no attempt for that. So saying like, it's really basically, you know, nothing can attract you, you know, like after this, like nothing, nobody can provoke you for anything. So saying, certainly Ram, you should look for that, you know, that kind of victory. So if there are any questions, please.
When your mind is calm, then like it's okay to be around people who's jumping. But if you're not, like, is it better to avoid those people?
That will be helpful. Depends, you know, like if you want to. Like sometimes we really want to join them. So also, like, you know, sometimes join them. But also good too.